All right, let's get to it. Time for a little college football blitz. David.
Stop it.
Really ran the gamut there, didn't we? Go ahead.
Mike, Big Ten Media Day is coming up this weekend.
Hey, Coach.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah. Good luck this year.
So,
I can't wait.
One question for some of the Big Ten teams.
Sure.
Let's start off with one of the newer teams.
Oh, hey, Coach. It's me, Greg, from Wolverine Ball Bag. Good luck this year.
Let's go with USC. Is this the year that is this the year Lincoln Riley hire pays off?
No. I actually just think once he left Norman, Oklahoma, he turned into a pumpkin. This is just not what we were sold. You had the number one QB in America. You did nothing. Then for 10 minutes, it looked like you were going to do something by beating LSU. Nope. You still stink. I just can't get there, and the kid they got from UNLV, I don't think he's that good. So I'm just going to say no.
David?
Yeah, no, that's an absolute no. It's not going to happen this year.
Hey, Coach, go Blue. David Hall here from Greater Life Times. How awesome is it being the coach at Michigan?
I can't wait for Big Ten Media Day.
I'm losing him, David.
Let's go to Columbus. Can Ohio State reload quickly?
No, I just don't believe in first-time starting quarterbacks. I just think it takes a year. I mean, can they make the playoff? Yes, they have this unbelievable abundance of talent. But factually speaking, Julian Sayin has not played. And when you haven't played any meaningful snaps, the learning curve is often brutal. Now, if he's generational, I'm going to be wrong about this. But any first-year, first-time starting QB, my answer is just no. I don't think that's lazy. I think it's based in history.
That's why we ask the questions. David?
See, it's tough with the state of what college football is because they're coming off a national championship and making the playoff on surface seems like, yes, you reload it. But almost everyone now can make the playoffs as long as you have a decent record. So I guess I'll say yes.
David, I guess you're right. Technically, every year, everybody reloads because it's a brand new team.
Right.
So. Coach, OH, say I owe to me, please.
Okay, well.
Big Ten Media Day.
You know what?
I'm going to shut your mic off for a second.
Coach, did you get the Buckeyes my wife sent you?
Okay. Who is this an impression of?
The media at large at these media days.
Here's a quarterback, not in his first year, second team. Can Dante Moore keep the offense humming at Oregon?
I don't know. I have no idea. He was so bad in year one. Pick six. Now he'll be in a system. Now he will be nurtured. It won't be his first go around. I will say yes, but I still have PTSD of what I watched 2 years ago.
Okay.
Fair?
I really want kids from this city to succeed, and I think because of the money he's already made, he has, but I'm going to say no on the field. No.
Hater.
Hey, Coach, my name's Bob. I'm from Quack Quack Times.
Okay. Well, all right, well, Whiteout Illustrated, Penn State. Is Penn State ready to be the hunted?
I'm going to say no. I still don't think James Franklin's a good coach, and I still, everything with Drew Aller to me is projection. Everything. I need to see legitimate verticality in the offense. I need to see wide receivers. I need to see a passing game. And it's just, for me, I keep getting told he's awesome. It's like Christian Hackenberg. Like, you keep telling me this guy's amazing. Where is it? My God, that 4-foot-tall McSorley kid was better than Aller, so I just got to see it.
I got you.
Plus, he had a cooler celebration with the home run swing.
He did, yeah.
I don't trust James Franklin.
Okay.
And that's biased, but
fair.
He's a putz.
David?
Yeah, Tyler Warren is no longer in Happy Valley, so I'm going to go. Their offense is not going to look anywhere close to last year because he got bailed out a lot.
Coach, Warren. We are. How cool is the whiteout? Oh, good luck this year.
At noon?
You know what? Well, you know what? Here's the thing. The theme for the next three are quarterbacks.
Okay.
Let's go to Michigan.
Sure.
No.
I don't know what the question is.
Oh, I'm about to say, hi, I'm from Gilbert.
No. Coach. Oh, my God. How much do you like Mr. Brightside? Go blue.
Is Bryce Underwood ready for the prime time?
No, he's not.
I mean, listen, he might be fabulous. I just want to give the kid a chance to grow and learn. It's the same as Julian's saying. It has nothing to do. You could ask me about the five-star kid starting for Deion. I'm going to say the same thing across the board, and it's not lazy or bias-ridden. It's just I've watched enough football at large. Asking someone who has never taken a snap to command a huddle, an offense, and real-time situations, I don't think it's fair to expect that of these young men. So I'm going to say no. But of course that'll be turned into slander. It's not. Bryce might be an incredible player.
Maybe not ready right now.
Right. I just don't think it's fair to ask him to go out and learn an entire offense, be perfect, and lead a team to an 11-1 record.
Yeah.
If it happens, he's generational. I got to see it.
You're exactly right. He's going to make a ton of mistakes, not because he's not good, but because it's a lot on a freshman quarterback to come in here and do this right away. Late in the season, you should see it should be better for him. But right now, no, he's not ready.
Coach, how cool are those winged helmets? Good luck this year.
Okay, Mike. Here's your Michigan State question, Mike.
Sure.
Is there a second-year starter bump for Aiden Childs?
Has to be. Otherwise, everyone's getting fired. Yeah. I mean, look, here's the reality. Aiden Childs got paid a ton of money. You could see him pressing because of what he was getting paid. And he had no offensive line. There was just no pass protection, no running game. And when Aiden tried to do everything, he did nothing. The offensive line, I'll give State credit. They've gotten some transfers that are allegedly good. Show me. If the O-line is better, to just give him a little bit of time. Right. I'd like to believe that this is, again, first-time starting quarterback. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
How did it go? Now it's year two.
Right.
Another year in the offense, you probably unlock an additional 20-25% of the playbook. It's another year with your receivers. Rico, I would lean to yes.
Okay.
But if I say that, well, go Sparty. Oh, and Spartan reporters do the same damn
thing.
I was
about to say, go ahead.
Oh, hey, Coach, how cool is the Spartan walk? Don't agree.
David.
I brought a Melting Moments. It's been in my pocket on the drive down.
David.
I don't think I need to say anything there. Okay.
Hey, Coach, what's your favorite flavor at the dairy store?
Okay, well, here we got the next question from
that's what makes him
okay,
media
here
day
we
is.
Go. Next question from Go Big Red.
Okay.
Can Dylan Raiola make the leap? And
no.
He's another year two quarterback.
No. I honestly think he is all sizzle, very little steak.
Baby Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I see all of that bothers me. There's like an ego to it. There's a weirdness about it. I'm going to say no to it. I think he can be good, but I don't think he'll be confused with the first overall pick anytime soon. If you think I'm being too rough on him, you guys can tell me, but I was not impressed in the least.
David?
Oh, he bet a good half against Colorado. Yeah, that's great. That's like beating up a dead person.
Yeah, Mahomes Jr., I'm not quite sure he's ready. I have to see this year. Last year, just like we talked about Bryce, he was a freshman last year.
Coach, it's me from the Corn Cob Illustrated. What's your favorite Tom Osborne memory?
All right, let's go out to
good
L.A.
Good luck this year.
UCLA.
Give me the mic back. I didn't say goodbye.
Oh.
Where can Nico Iamaliava take this team?
To hell. They're terrible. And
to the beach.
He's a POS. I'm sorry. What he did to Tennessee and what his agents did, I wish nothing. What am I? Silky Johnson from the Haters Ball. I wish nothing but bad things happen to you. To hell with him.
Okay.
You were the starting quarterback. You're a starting quarterback at Tennessee. You asked for two raises. They said yes both times. And your agents did such a bang-up job, they said go to hell, and now you're going to play in front of 28,000 people in an empty Rose Bowl. I hate you.
Facts.
I hate you.
David, anything before I give you the final team?
It's UCLA.
I'd make a joke about UCLA, but they don't have reporters.
David, we got time for one more.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Let's go to Indiana. Sure. Can the Hoosiers do it again?
No.
Absolutely not. Glad I spent so much time with them.
I just don't think Cignetti. Last year, they had all these super seniors coming from James Madison. You don't have that now. And look, Rourke was a revelation, a MAC player of the year. Now they bring the Mendoza kid in from Cal. He's fine enough. And I don't care how easy their schedule is. They're not going to surprise anybody. Everybody's got you on tape. I'm going to say no. I think they'll be competitive. Yes. Do what they did last year? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I just don't see it yet. The schedule is weak, but you're right. They're not surprising anyone anymore.
Hey, coach, what is it? Hoosiers Illustrated. What's your favorite John Cougar Mellencamp song?
Are you ready for basketball season?
Did you know Bobby Knight?
Have you been to Assembly Hall? Isn't it great? Thanks, coach.
F Media Days.
That's your Big Ten preview 97.1.
Rico is still laughing. I'm sorry.
No, because there's so much truth in you mocking not all the reporters, no. But it does get funny sometimes.
There's always a couple every year at these media days. Oh, coach, go blue. And you're like, what are you doing? Oh, good luck this year. What? And that happens at every school. I mean, SEC media days. I was just joking with Kenny. Oh, hey, coach, how awesome is it to coach the Dogs? Is there a question in here? Useless.
How awesome is it? Very awesome.
Super awesome. Next question. All right, David, ticket text. Now I want to get into the school bus stuff.
I'm like, I've spent all this time.
I answered honestly.
No, you did. No. You did. I didn't expect that.
How's Dante Moore going to do?
I don't know. That made it funny. Eh.
Yeah, people are loving it. Brad in Farmington says, bro, I am full out belly laughing at Mike's impersonation of media members at Big Ten Football Media Day.
Oh, boy.
Another person says, Mike is on one today, and this is amazing.
Yeah!
Coach, I'm from the Hoosier Gazette. How cool are those striped warm-up pants from BC?
I brought you a pair. Let me take them off.
You know what? See, we could do it part two tomorrow, but it's the rest of the Big Ten, and nobody knows anybody.
No.
Rutgers.
I'm all in.
Oh, you want to do that? Really?
I don't care.
Okay.
Make fun of it more?
We'll do
whatever you want. All I ask is when Media Days start. Know someone's going to do this?
Oh, we're recording.
Kenny's got to pull the audio.
Oh, yeah.
We may make it a segment. We just play all the questions.
Coach.
Mike, why does everyone who is asking questions at Media Day sound like Will Ferrell as Harry Carey?
Look at the guy in the sombrero. That's all it is. It's like an SNL skit. Team could go 2-10 the year prior. Nobody rolls up and be like, hey, why do you have a job? No, it's, hey, coach, how excited are you to have a new stadium?
I don't know, man. Thrilled. We suck.
Mike's voice sounds like lives in a van down by the river, LOL.
Matt Foley. Here's me, here's you.
Coach, how good are those artisanal pretzels? I'll hang up and listen.
Exactly. Hey, Coach Smith, you can't win a game worth a damn. Hey, how do you feel about the new concessions? Go green.
Go to hell.
I need that Media Day voice daily.
No,
that is Andrew in Houston.
No, but we can do this tomorrow. Listen.
That's almost as funny as the whistle from Titanic.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. It's fun. It's fun. David, one more, and then I want to get to the Scoobles stuff, please.
Someone says, as he's typing, he says, Mike, where's the Spartan Times? Oh, never mind. I just heard it. That was amazing.
Don't worry. Equal representation.
Here's a melting moment.
It was in my pocket.
That may have been the best one, David.
Do you like the cookies? I sure do.
Okay, good for you.
You know, sometimes I just have the best seat in the house.
I know. All right. So let me ask a question. And I want to know if Tiger fans feel I am off the reservation with this. And none of it is, there's no insult to it. I'm not mad about anything. last night's game and them pulling Scooble, is it wrong that I have reached a place of being totally comfortable with no more conversations about signing him, not even caring? We're just going to pitch him. We got 2 years to get this done at an optimal window, and he's leaving. And I'm okay with it. And again, I'm not organizational guy, but I'm going to defend the Tigers in this regard. If I can't let a guy go out there in a 1-0 game on a 6-game losing streak in late July and finish up the 7th, not the 8th or the 9th, finish up the 7th and probably needing to throw 107, 108, 110 pitches, I ain't paying you $400 million.
That, my friend, no, you're not. Because it does tell me that you have this long-term plan for him, but there's really no long-term plan. If you were going to lock him up, you would have done it by now.
But he's got to want to be locked up.
I think he does, but I think he knows, and I think his agent knows how much he's going to be worth. He's not into taking the hometown discount. And he's very professional about it. I'm not going to talk about this, but you know what? You're going to get my best every time. I'm not holding this team hostage. I'm going out here giving you 7 innings of great pitching. I'm striking out everybody.
6 2/3.
6 2/3. You're correct. I'll throw my 90 pitches, and then I'll go ahead and sit down. But I'm
with
you.
That's my point, though. I can't pay that guy.
No.
And I'm okay not doing it.
No, and that's why I said and told Tiger fan, I see this as a 2-year window. For people like, well, you know, we got this great farm system. Great. That's fine. Rebuild. If it's that stocked up, then you'll be okay trading away some pieces to bring in some stars right now.
Yes.
Because trust me, when he's pitching for another team, okay.
Warren Buster only said it. He's going to get $400 million. This ain't going to be from you.
Right. So I was reserved to the fact that he's gone in 2 years, and I'm okay with
that.
But
I'm comfortable. I'm not stressing. I'm not angry. I don't have to be mad at either side. And I can just say it's why I want them to. I hate the phrase all in. I think all in is suggestive of something. How about this? The Yankees have to be all in. Much different situation. Don't have the farm system you have. And they're in a market where nobody cares about daiquiris. Either win the World Series or you deserve to be fired.
And I'm okay with the fact that instead of paying him, if you took that money and brought in 2 everyday players and paid them what sure. you're going to – I'm okay with that.
But, Tiger fan, talk to me for a second. I know the deadline's looming and we all want trade news. And I don't know why the broadcast on TV browbeat people who want to make trades, but I digress. The point is, have you reached a point of peace and serenity with the Scooble situation, and that you do recognize your best chances this year and next year to get this done because you're not coming back? And look, I'm not mocking last night in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying the days of me being willing to say, pay this guy whatever he's worth. Look, if you're not going to be that throwback Verlander type pitcher and you're going to go out and throw 5, 7, 8, 10 complete game, what the hell am I paying for? Last night, they needed to let him finish that inning. Now, they've done a masterful job, A, keeping him healthy, and B, managing him earlier in the year. I have no problem with that. 6-game losing streak, probably staring 8 in the face if you don't win last night because you're facing Skeens tonight. Yeah, I wanted to see him finish the 7th. This isn't a conversation about he's on 118 pitches, 120 pitches. No, it's in that moment. I got to, and again, the Rangers weren't going to go to the bench. They left a kid in there to face Holton. You brought in a lefty, for God's sakes. You didn't. It's not like you brought in a righty-righty matchup. So what's the difference? So for me, I'm just comfortable now. We're going to pitch him, and he's gone in a year. And that's it.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to get out there at the deadline. And unlike the broadcast, I think it's very reasonable to suggest some improvements.
Yeah.
I don't think that makes me a bad person or a know-nothing.
No, like I said, but I was reserved to the fact a while ago that this is just how it's going to be. And it would go almost against everything that the Tigers are of paying that much money. They haven't done that since Cabrera, where you just kind of broke the bank for somebody. So, no.
Because Max said no.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening.
Have you reached acceptance phase last night at large with the why they didn't let him finish the inning and the broadcast talked about it on ESPN, And then just look, Tiger's kind of moving forward. I don't freak out about losing streaks unless they're extended. It's baseball, man. In 162 games, yes, losing six is suboptimal, but it's part of the sport. Mm-hmm. It happens to teams that win the World Series. It's not a big deal. It's a big deal if it extends to losing 10 out of 12 or 12 out of 14.
My concern meter will be if all of a sudden you're only leading the division by five or six games.
Which, again, this
you
is
got a long way to go.
This is a division. Everybody in this division is Billy Ray Valentine. They're rolling around on a board. The beginning of Trading Places. This division sucks.
It does.
And I still think Cleveland's going to sell some pieces. I know they have an easy schedule in the second half. They're terrible. It's the worst lineup in Guardians history. The Twins' payroll has gone down each of the last 2 years. I have no reason to believe that'll change. Royals can't score at a brothel. And the White Sox, forget it. They can't get out of bed. Mm-hmm. This division sucks. It's wrapped up. The rest is about how I'm playing towards the end of the year. And look, in July, they're finishing a bad month. They're still going to be 500-ish. But the lineup, there's a lot of free outs in there. That's the problem. And I don't think it gets fixed magically with Kerry Carpenter coming back. No. I don't.
No. No, but I'm with you.
Everyone's fired up about baseball.
You got that two-year window. Take advantage of it. I don't see him coming back. I don't see this team paying him $400 million.
No, and I've reached acceptance phase. I'm totally okay with it. 248-539-9797. We'll get a phone call or 12. We'll get some ticket text, football today, and we got to talk a little Lions at the 5 o'clock hour. It's almost like not signing good players on the D-line is biting you in the ass.
Oh, boy.
All right, we'll get to the people, get a few ticket texts, check in on the NFL, and then, yes, I want to talk a little Lions at 5. It's just a really interesting weekend of injuries, and I don't think it's doom and gloom to be realistic about stuff. It's not a good start. Okay, Levi Onwuzurike actually played up to being a second-round pick. You brought him back. He's dead. He ain't playing.
Yeah.
Aleem McNeil, the Josh Pascal news can't be overlooked. When a guy misses all of camp, you're not going to come back and play 60 snaps. So I want to talk about it and get your guys' read on the situation. First, we go to Riley, 97.1. Riles, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Riley. What's up?
So, on the scuba topic, I have been 2-3 months in of being convinced that we're never going to pay him. And, I mean, $400 million is a lot to ask for, but he could be worth it. But, like you said, when you're not pitching 8-9 innings, can you ask for that? I don't really think that's on him and Scott Boris, but I think A.J. Hinch tries to limit him in the hope we keep him.
Well, I think limiting him is in the hope of keeping him healthy.
Right.
You've got to realize, look, he said he was hurt a lot in his career. He's been healthy for you the last 2 years. My point is, Riley, I understand what the game is, and I understand that, look, outside of a rare player or two, I don't think you're paying anybody $40 million a year. Not on the pitching side, not anymore.
No, I think it was crazy that the Dodgers were willing to pay Yamamoto $325 million out of Japan without ever seeing anything.
Yep. So, and understand, the money's not real for them. So you got to take them and
especially
move them to the
side. When you push it all to paying him 10 years down the road.
Yeah. And look, I mean, the Ohtani thing, the deferred payments. Look, the Dodgers operate on a completely different scale.
Yep.
You're never going to be them. You can beat them,
right,
but you're never going to be them. But yeah, Riley, yeah.
I've been in the boat that he's going to be a Dodger, he's going to be a Yankee, he's going to be a Met in a year and a half.
Yeah, and I think that's what it sounds like, seems like, feels like. Like, Boris and him are aligned, there's 400 out there, and he's going to be able to go and get it. Now, where the plan really blows up in their face, and I don't want this to happen, clearly, I want him to be healthy, and then whatever happens to him afterwards, ain't my problem. Man, if he gets hurt in the space between, he's going to cost himself a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's
and
the risk
I'd be willing.
Taking.
I know you brought up trading prospects. I'd be willing to trade anybody for the next 2 years to win one, because if we don't have an ace on the mound, what are you going to win by the time that the playoffs come?
True, but probably remember, we have to be fair about this, Riley. Look, by the time 2027 rolls around, your payroll commitments are zero. You will replace Scoobal with people and things and stuff. Do you have the in-house solutions? No. The Tiger Farm system does not have elite pitching. Jackson Jobe is a complete unknown. You don't get to say he'll be back by then and be awesome. You have no idea. He could be a different version of Grayson Rodriguez. So it just, you're right, but I'm not even thinking about that stuff. I think their job is to get better. And look, if they get outbid for Suarez, I'm not angry. I don't want them to do something stupid for a rental.
No.
But they need to get better. And if you can't get a third baseman, then we're going to roll with what you got. But you better get a lot better in the bullpen. There are just trade-offs. Rico, I don't know if you agree with me, but in a playoff series, I feel like 5 of the 9 guys in this lineup in a playoff format are free outs. Gleyber is not. Riley Green is not. But the strikeouts scare me.
Yeah.
Okay? Like,
he's feast or famine.
Right. My point is, there's a lot of freebies because in October, the pitching's better. So, like, that Texas series you just enjoyed.
Yeah.
And you're lucky there's not a fourth game where they rolled DeGrom out there. Eovaldi scratched. You took on Larry Lamb or whatever the hell the guy's name was.
Right.
Like, you're going to face that type of pitching.
Mm-hmm.
So, look at that lineup and tell me, in October, where the matchups are tailored to get you out, bullpen usage goes way up. I stand
you're
by
right.
it.
They need to write in a bat. In there. Yeah, where all of a sudden it's almost like, yeah, that's a guaranteed out. I'm with you.
Yeah. Yes. Now, Vierling came through for you last night. God bless. You think that's happening in the ALCS? I don't.
It didn't last year.
Okay.
See, David again, wins.
David wins.
See, but let me also say this, Mike, because you just mentioned Jackson Jobe. And I got in a conversation with someone this weekend because, you know, some of these blogs have these made up, you know, trades, proposals, and Jobe was in one. And the guy was like, I don't know if I want to give up Jobe. We will need him when Scoobal leaves. And I'm like, well, hold on. Getting rid of him now in a year and a half window with Scoobal, I can get someone that can help me in that window. I'm fine with trading that. I'm not sitting here worried about 2027.
No. Here's the other thing. Look, and I'm not advocating for it. I'm trying to, in the context of your conversation with a friend, Jobe's not going to pitch next year.
Right.
Not in a meaningful way. And the first year you're back from Tommy John, your command is null. Yeah. Now, the velocity's there, but velocity was never his problem. Your command takes another year. Then the ramp-up period. You got to remember, Jackson Jobe only pitched a high of 90 innings. So they're going to be even more careful.
Yeah.
So it's really 2028 by the time, well, actually, 27, he'd probably be able to give you 100 innings. 28 is where he'd be full all systems go.
So he won't become the Scoobal replacement if he leaves.
And he also can't help me in this window with Scoobal right now.
Correct. Yeah, how often do you have a team that's at the top of baseball in the standings? How often have you built something where you get to this level of success that the Tigers have right now? You want to capitalize on this window. The window to win is right now.
Yes, the best window.
What a window.
Possibly the best window. No, I think it's your best chance. It doesn't mean it's your only. But the projecting the unknown is better is hopium. It's just this. I hate to break it to you. There's a chance McGonagall and Clark stink.
Yes.
I mean, sorry. That's reality. I don't know that to be the case. They might be awesome.
Right. And I know all the minor league teams are on fire right now, but.
Ooh. Moon Namits. I got to hear about that stupid stuff again. Honest to God. All weekend, Moon Mammoth. Enough.
It's minor league.
Then I had David Cone wearing a Moon Mammoth hat last night.
It's what they do, man.
I understand. All right, David.
It could be the Savannah Bananas.
Another thing I'm sick of.
Really?
Wish they'd go out of business.
What do you have against the Savannah Bananas?
It's just the Globetrotters of baseball. It's an annoyance.
See, that's actually a ticket I wouldn't mind going.
Good. With. Go. Wow. I'll pay for it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Take a day off and leave.
You know what? David, that was mean.
David, 3 days, Saratoga. Okay. Leave me alone. David, go ahead.
Hey, coach.
Coach.
How fast can that horse go?
Good luck out there.
Good luck to you and the jockey.
I hate media days. David, go ahead.
All right, Mike has reached the acceptance phase, and so have I. It is what it is. I know what's going to happen at the end of this. That is Scott in Carlton.
And that's where it leads you. If you're in the acceptance phase, then you've got to want them to get aggressive at the deadline. Or get mocked by the TV broadcast. That's an option, too. The idea that wanting to get better makes us bad or stupid. What a wild deal.
Win now, do whatever it takes. Who cares about 27 and 28? I understand what our window is with Scooble. He is gone.
Yeah, especially too, the AL's in a downturn. This is the worst American League in my memory. There's a very real chance the Yankees don't make the playoffs. How many times can you say that? You know, the best team you might face are the zombie Astros. Rest of your division's crap. Yeah, this is the time. Let's get to the World. And if you get in the World Series, it's a coin flip.
Yep.
Weird things happen.
Somebody gets injured. Yeah, you never know. Somebody is red hot. Somebody becomes Freddie Freeman.
Truth. God, he killed the Yankees. Go ahead, David, and then we'll move on.
Well, I'm actually going to summarize a lot of these because a lot of people are texting and saying, I want to pay him. I want to pay Scooble. And I think they're saying they're not in the acceptance phase. If you're still talking like that, you have not accepted that he's leaving.
Okay. And the next time I'll engage in that conversation, there are two chances. One, an article from the clouds, the Tigers have signed him. Great. And that wouldn't be anything to react to other than joy. But it'll be the offseason. If you really want to debate about signing him, see you at the winter meetings. I have zero focus on that right now. It's July 21st. I got the trade deadline on the horizon. It's all about now. Mm-hmm.